Welcome to the Opsonomics Podcast, where we explore the latest trends and best practices in process improvement, data analytics, change management, Lean Six Sigma, and more. Each week, we'll bring you interviews with industry experts and thought leaders, as well as practical tips and advice for implementing these techniques in your own organization. Whether you're a business manager, consultant, or just curious about how to drive efficiency and effectiveness, this is the podcast for you. In today's episode, we are covering three topics: the importance of continuous process improvement in the age of digital disruption, the benefits of Lean Six Sigma for small and medium-sized enterprises, and the future of work, how digital transformation is changing the way we do business. The importance of continuous process improvement in the age of digital disruption. The world of business is constantly evolving, and in today's digital age, it's more important than ever for organizations to stay ahead of the curve. One way to do this is by embracing continuous process improvement, CPI, which involves constantly evaluating and refining business processes to increase efficiency and effectiveness. In this age of digital disruption, companies that fail to adapt to changing market conditions and customer needs risk being left behind by their competitors. Continuous process improvement can help organizations stay agile and responsive, allowing them to quickly adapt to new opportunities and challenges. By regularly reviewing and optimizing business processes, organizations can identify inefficiencies and areas for improvement. This can lead to cost savings, increased productivity, and improved customer satisfaction. Additionally, CPI can foster a culture of innovation and continuous learning within an organization, helping it to stay competitive in an increasingly dynamic business environment. CPI is not just a one-time exercise, but rather an ongoing process that should be embedded into the fabric of an organization. This requires buy-in from all levels of the company, from top management to frontline employees. By involving employees in the process improvement process, organizations can tap into their collective knowledge and expertise, leading to more effective and sustainable solutions. In summary, the importance of continuous process improvement in the age of digital disruption cannot be overstated. By regularly evaluating and refining business processes, organizations can stay agile and responsive, driving efficiency, innovation, and improved customer satisfaction. Our next topic covers the benefits of Lean Six Sigma for small and medium-sized enterprises. What is Lean Six Sigma? Lean Six Sigma is a methodology for improving business processes, reducing waste, and increasing efficiency. Originally developed by Motorola, it has been successfully applied by organizations of all sizes and industries. However, many small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, may not be familiar with the benefits of Lean Six Sigma and how it can help their business. One of the key benefits of Lean Six Sigma for SMEs is cost savings. By identifying and eliminating waste and inefficiencies in business processes, Lean Six Sigma can help SMEs reduce costs and increase profitability. This is especially important for smaller businesses, which may have limited resources and need to carefully manage their overheads and expenses. Another benefit of Lean Six Sigma for SMEs is improved customer satisfaction. By streamlining processes and reducing errors, Lean Six Sigma can help SMEs deliver better quality products and services to their customers. This can lead to increased customer loyalty and a stronger competitive advantage. In addition to cost savings and improved customer satisfaction, Lean Six Sigma can also help SMEs foster a culture of continuous improvement and innovation. By involving employees in the process improvement process, SMEs can tap into their collective knowledge and expertise, leading to more effective and sustainable solutions. In summary, the benefits of Lean Six Sigma for SMEs are numerous. From cost savings and improved customer satisfaction, to fostering a culture of continuous improvement and innovation, Lean Six Sigma can help small and medium-sized enterprises thrive in today's competitive business environment. In this episode's final topic, we are looking at the future of work, how digital transformation is changing the way we do business. Work is undergoing a rapid transformation, driven by advances in technology and the increasing prevalence of digital tools and platforms. This digital transformation is changing the way we do business, and it's important for organizations to understand how these changes will impact their operations and workforce. One way that digital transformation is changing the future of work is by enabling remote and flexible work arrangements. With the rise of cloud-based collaboration tools and virtual meeting platforms, it's becoming easier for employees to work from anywhere, at any time. This is leading to a more distributed and flexible workforce, with fewer barriers to entry for workers who may not be able to work in a traditional office setting. Another way that digital transformation is changing the future of work is by automating many tasks and processes that were previously done by humans. This can lead to increased efficiency and productivity, but it also raises concerns about job displacement and the need for workers to develop new skills. Additionally, digital transformation is driving innovation and the development of new technologies and business models. This is creating exciting opportunities for organizations to improve their operations and gain a competitive advantage. However, it's also important for businesses to stay agile and adaptable, as the pace of change continues to accelerate. Let's conclude with this in mind: the future of work is being shaped by digital transformation. From enabling remote and flexible work arrangements, to automating tasks and driving innovation. The way we do business is changing, and organizations need to be prepared for these changes. In the next episode of the Opsonomics podcast, we will be talking about defining the role of champions in business excellence. If today's podcast has been beneficial, please share with your contacts.